Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We will take your calls about absolutely anything. And we'll start things out, though, with a story that might interest you. And this one is about a photographer. Now, the photographer was prevented from doing his job, which is to take pictures, right?
Well, and, hassled.
Oh, I'm sorry. He wasn't prevented from doing it?
I mean, you know, I mean, when somebody comes up. Let me read the story
to
you.
Let's get into it.
Okay. This is from Charleston, West Virginia, from the WV Gazette. An award-winning video journalist was arrested by Charleston police Tuesday, after he took pictures of Santa Claus and a choir.
Arrested sounds like being prevented from doing your job.
Fine. It depends on how you want to look at it. At the Town Center Mall, Scott Rensberg, 47, of Washington, is charged with battery on a police officer and resisting arrest. They love to toss those things around.
Battery. Now, battery makes it sound like he lashed out. It makes it sound like he harmed the police officer or attempted to harm the police officer. But
they'll give you a battery on a Leo for winking wrong at a cop,
yeah.
Okay? According to the complaint, Reisenberg slapped the hand of a Charleston police corporal, R.C. Bassford, as the officer attempted to block Reisenberg from taking a picture of him, the cop. Rensberg then attempted to pull away from the officer, according to Bassford in his complaint. So here's the story. Rensberg, who was hired to take photos of government buildings as a subcontractor for the IRS, had just gotten back from taking photos of the Sidney L. Christie Federal Building in Huntington.
So he's actually a government contractor.
Yes. He stopped at his hotel room, then went to the Charleston Town Center Mall to eat dinner and do some Christmas shopping at about 5 p.m. I took some pictures of the choir singing, and I took some pictures of Santa and the snow scene. I take my camera with me almost everywhere. He's a photographer for a living.
Yeah.
Rensberg is a freelance videographer. In 1991, he won an Investigative Reports and Editors Award and was named the National Press Photographers Association Photographer of the Year. He said he takes pictures of all the places he visits and sends them to his girlfriend in D.C. He went into a store to shop for a scarf for his girlfriend when two men stopped him and told him he'd taken a photo of one of their children with Santa.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even realize that there were kids in the shot. It was a wide shot.
We can't have that now, can we?
Yep.
People taking
Rensberg
pictures.
Said he apologized and pulled out his camera and erased the photos of Santa Claus and the children. He said he scrolled through the photos so the men would know that there were no photos of children on the camera.
That's pretty reasonable of him. I mean, he didn't have to do that. If you're in a public place, you can take whatever photos you want to.
Sure.
Was this outdoors or was he? I'm sorry, I missed it.
Was he in a mall?
He's in a mall. Okay, technically, it's not public, but unless there's something that says no photography on the front door, then. Still,
I personally believe these people are highly overreacting, and this is just all this, you know, fear of pedophiles lurking around every corner that goes on in America.
Which is completely unfounded.
Well, it's not completely unfounded. There are some pedophiles hiding around some corners, but it's extraordinarily rare.
The level of fear is unfounded.
The chances that this guy is going to, molest their children or whatever, have deviant thoughts about their children is infinitesimally small. It's much larger that these men are molesting their children, not that this guy. But that's just statistics. I did think it was weird, and it shocked me a little, Rensberg said. I understood, too. I didn't want to upset the guy. I think it's a sad comment on the world we live in. It's
absolutely
never happened to me before. Okay, this is a guy who's a photographer for a living. This guy's overreaction had never occurred to him before.
Hmm.
When he finished in the store, he walked by Santa's cabin again and was talking to his girlfriend on the phone about what had just happened. He saw one of the two men stopped him and was talking to the police and mall security. These people are nuts.
It is. You know, it's just, I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking about newspapers. I know they're kind of going out of business. But newspapers, they have these newspaper photographers that kind of just go around town, and they look for things to take pictures of for the front page, local section. And
those
I would
human
say,
interest stories.
Yeah, human interest kind of, oh, look here, this is fun. Here's what's happening in town. A lot of those pictures do involve young children or kids that are under the age of 10.
Think how many pedophiles are buying those newspapers.
We need to put a stop to this.
I thought how crazy.
We need a law, Mark.
How crazy is this? These officers, all these officers for taking pictures of Santa Claus. Rensberg said, Bassford, that's the officer, Bassford, stopped him and said, why are you taking pictures of kids? I can't believe you're asking me that, Rensburg said to the officer. Do you mind if I take a picture of you? Rensburg said he reached into his pocket and pulled out his camera and raised it to take a picture of the police officer. Botsford grabbed the camera to prevent him from taking a picture, which is when Rosberg said he took his free hand and brought it up to the small camera because he was afraid it was going to drop to the ground. So he's trying to catch the camera. That's right. This is the battery. Pretty Rensburg. According to Rensburg, Botsford said, "Don't touch me." That's the officer. Rensburg said he told the officer, "I'm not touching you." When he grabs his left hand and takes it around my back, while Stan and the kids and everyone looked on, Rensburg said, "I'm scared to death, and he's going to dislocate my shoulder. I'm begging him not to do that." And he responds, "If it dislocates, I'll call the paramedics." By no means,
what a sweetie.
Yeah, by no means was I trying to resist. And this is absolutely crazy, and I think that our public
sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like kind of how things are. I mean,
yeah, well,
I'm not shocked by this at all.
I concur with you completely, and what I
it
see,
is crazy.
Yeah, what I see is a civil servant corps that somehow believes they're above the press, above public scrutiny. They do not like the light of day shone upon their activities. They do not want their faces put out there. And I know cops love to fall back on that. Well, I do undergrounds, undercover stuff. But, you know, all that crap. You know, all that undercover stuff is by and large drug war stuff. Which, as far as I'm concerned, people have the right to put anything in their body they want to, up to and including bleach if they want to inject it in their veins. I don't care. But Botsford took Rensburg to the ground and handcuffed him for what? Taking a picture?
Apparently, yeah. Illegal photography of cop.
Yeah. Rensburg said he had an old football injury.
Which isn't the charge.
And his left shoulder dislocates easily. He said he was begging for the officer to ease up and not to let it dislocate. It's amazing how much, if you're complying, sometimes these cops will just, they'll just take advantage of it, jam their knee into the back and, all just using more force than they need to.
Well, all they have to say is that you weren't complying.
Right.
That's all. Then there will be no investigation. And if there is an investigation, they'll find that the cop was completely within his rights. After all, he said you weren't complying, so he had to shove his knee in your back. Doesn't matter what you actually do. What matters is what they say you did.
We read a story last night where some cop, tackles a guy and breaks every single rib in his rib cage and kills him. I think that there are times when they just overreact and
this is a perfect example of overreaction here. Now, what was he charged with again? Charged with battery?
At this point, he's charged with battery. It has nothing to at this point with taking pictures of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So,
of course not.
You know, the guy says, "I'm going to take a picture of you," which, as far as I'm concerned, a citizen should be able to take a picture of his a police officer or any public servant that he pays taxes to support. And
I just wonder, is there anybody out there listening tonight that actually thinks the cops should be protected from being photographed? Is there anybody? 800-259-9231. I'd love to hear from you if you're out there. 800-259-9231.
So every time, Rensburg continues, every time I begged him to ease up a little bit more, there were four officers standing there, police, small security. It was crazy. Once in a holding cell, another Charleston police officer got Rensburg some water and listened to his story. He said he treated me with respect. He seemed sympathetic. Botsford, who had taken his camera, interviewed Rensburg once he was in custody. The officer asked him why he had taken a photograph of a girl still on his camera. The photo of a choir in the background in the center mall was taken from a second floor of the mall looking down. A figure was sitting, watching the choir in the bottom left of the frame. "I'm not even sure it's a little girl," Rensburg said. "I don't know it. It was against the law to take a picture of an officer in uniform," Botsford said. "It's not against the law to take a picture of an officer unless they don't want you to."
Wait. Who says that?
The police officer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think it's against the law, but it may very well be, in which case it's a bad law, because the fact is, a free press is what, and as far as I'm concerned, anybody with a blog on the internet is part of the press. A free press is what is supposed to keep this nation free. That's what the founding fathers said. And when you're not able to take pictures of the police, as far as I'm concerned, you have a police state.
There's also a great blog called CarlosMiller.com, which is photography is not a crime. He just goes and catalogs story after story that are very similar to this, where photographers across the country are being harassed and arrested by the police. This is not a unique case. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the show. We're here live taking your calls about whatever's on your mind. Dial on in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, and they include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, and if you're one of our radio listeners on Saturday nights only, you missed an entire week. We do this thing 6 nights a week. So head over to freetalklive.com and grab have some archives. They're right there on the front page of the site, and they're completely free for you. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Plus, take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search with startpage.com. Start your 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. As we continue here, we're going to take your phone calls about what you want. And we started the show out with a story out of West Virginia, Charleston, actually, where we're on the air tonight at WBTS. But apparently there was a photographer, a professional photographer, who had gone into a mall and had taken some photos of Santa Claus and some kids and, you know, the mall scene. In fact, I saw one of the photos during the break and on the another story. And he took a shot, like a wide shot from up on a balcony of a group, a choir group, essentially, doing some Christmas caroling. And you can't see much of any detail even from that shot, even if you were taking pictures of girls or something like that.
Right, little kids. The yeah. Little kids would be the size of ants down there. I mean, it's from the second floor.
Right, but apparently it was that picture that the police took issue with, and they came up and accosted him. And I'm just curious, is there anybody that thinks that the police shouldn't be able to be photographed? Because the cops got very upset about the fact that he wanted to actually take the pictures of the police. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the calls. Tim is on the line listening in Huntsville, the WBHP. Tim, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you very much.
You are on the air, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you for taking my call. It took me eight or ten times to get through, but I'm glad I finally made it anyway. You know, the guy wants to take photos like that, stay out of trouble. I know this one company named Heartland America. They got sunglasses that have a hidden camera and a little remote that you can stick in your hand, so you can take all the pictures you want.
Well, but you understand this is a professional.
It, you know?
I understand what you're saying. There are plenty of great surreptitious style cameras, spy cams, and things like that out there. But this guy wasn't there to take lurid photos of children. Yeah. He's a professional photographer, and he has a professional level digital SLR camera that he's using. That, you know, that's a couple $1,000s likely that that he spent on that. You just can't get the same kind of image quality from a spy cam as you can a professional lens camera. Do you understand?
Well, I can. Yes, I'll go along with you on that. It's just the idea to keep him out of trouble or something like that. But what I wanted to say was I had a run-in with one of these rogue cops myself back in 71. I set him up good because he had a bad reputation anyway when I was living in Florida. I dressed up to look like an innocent hippie cat, you know, long hair, mustache, peace sign shirt, jeans, no socks, red, white, and blue shoes and everything like that. You know, I set this whole thing up so he come after me. You know, like that. I set everything up perfect. And when he come up, thought he's going to mess with some innocent hippie, I beat the crap out of him.
Whoa!
I mean, I stomped him right into the ground, and I was getting ready to finish him off with some of his buddies came around. But I spent 9 days in jail with that. That was Jacksonville, Florida. And then
it sounds like you got lucky. You're lucky they didn't extinguish your life over that one. I don't recommend using violence when it comes to the tyrannical agents of the state. I think maybe love and forgiveness is a little more more appropriate. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. Because typically when you you go off on the police, you end up not making it out alive.
Yeah, it's and it doesn't really solve the issue. I mean,
it
backs up in their mind what it is that they're doing. You know, I mean, if you're dealing with people that are dangerous, of course you have to be violent. So I think that the right way to deal with them is, you know, is to be peaceful.
Toll free number is 800-259-9231. And back to his original point briefly before we continue, we're talking about a professional photographer here. The issue that we're discussing is that people taking pictures, whether they're professionals or not, people taking pictures in public places or in places where the public is allowed are being harassed on a regular basis by the police. And the solution isn't necessarily to just go and buy spy cams so you can get away with taking pictures. The solution is more civil disobedience and more, I mean, apparently taking pictures is now considered civil disobedience. But the solution is more taking pictures and getting behind the people that are getting busted for this and supporting them and showing them that they're not alone out there. That, I think, is the answer, not to just buy a bunch of spy cams so you can surreptitiously take photographs. I don't think the solution to this problem is to kind of go run around the law, essentially, just to try to avoid contact with the police.
Right. I'm deeply disturbed by the idea that some pedophile would be out there taking pictures of kids. I don't think that necessarily somebody who's just taking pictures of kids should be tossed around by the cops or anything like that. But this isn't that case. This is a professional photographer who just takes pictures everywhere. You never know when you're going to get that Pulitzer Prize winning photo. And you have to take pictures in order to get the prize. So, I mean, this guy's absolutely supposed to be taking pictures.
Let's go to, I don't care if he's not a professional. I don't care if he's just an amateur. It's just a picture, man.
Right?
Let's talk to Danny in Charleston, listening to WSC-FM. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Danny.
Hi. I can try to give you a little different take on this if you want to hear it.
Sure.
There was a Santa Claus who was had a line full of kids, and the photographer was taking pictures of the children. The parents got nervous, called the security guards, and because it's an inside mall, the security guards got the police officer who was working in the mall for the mall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a Charleston police officer, but he was working overtime and they're paying him. So then what happened is he said, okay, they don't want me taking pictures. I'll delete them. And then he says, I'll take pictures of you. Then the mall, it is their policy not to have pictures taken inside the mall. I'm not defending the police officer or anything because that'll be sorted out in the courts, I'm sure. But I think the thing was if a person's outside, then certainly a police officer should have his picture taken if somebody wants to take it. According to the mall, they have a policy. They don't want you taking pictures inside the mall.
It's not mentioned anywhere in this story. If that's a policy of the mall, I think that's their business, and they should be able to do that.
Are we talking about the same story here? We're talking about
yes.
Charleston, West Virginia? Because you're calling from Charleston, South Carolina, right?
I'm calling from Charleston, West Virginia. And
oh,
I work
my
in
apologies.
City
I got the wrong information from my screener here.
Okay. I work in city government.
Gotcha. So would it have been more appropriate for the mall security to just simply come and inform him that he's not allowed to take pictures in the mall? It doesn't sound like that happened here.
He is a freelance photographer, and he was here actually doing work for the Internal Revenue Service.
That's right.
And the Internal Revenue Service is real near the mall.
Mm-hmm.
This is the civil division, and about a block away, so he was in there. And that's how it happened. I'm not defending him. I know the police officer, and I know the whole situation. But I did want to try to give you at least another side of it.
Appreciate that. Thanks for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. However, he was arrested for battery on a police officer when he didn't batter the police officer. He was just simply trying to protect his camera from falling to the ground, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Well, that's how they do the investigation. He couldn't just investigate right there in the mall. He has to arrest him and take him in for something, right?
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all have to fight germs, but can your antibiotic beat the germ-fighting power of oil of oregano? The International Journal of Food Microbiology says that oil of oregano is one of nature's most powerful germicides, effectively killing a wide range of bacteria and fungi. Oil of oregano can be used daily for those prone to getting sick. The active biochemical in oregano oil is the phenyl carvacrol, which circulates in the blood with antimicrobial action. Oil of oregano is known to be a potent antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, and antiparasitic oil. And don't be surprised to learn that oil of oregano is a powerful painkiller, too. Buy your oil of oregano from HealthTruthRevealed.com. Our oil of oregano is 100% guaranteed true wild oregano. Call us toll-free at 800-593-6273. 800-593-6273. That's 800-593-6273. Or go to HealthTruthRevealed.com. Health Truth Revealed. Keeping you informed, keeping you healthy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition of the show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. You can go and edit virtually anything there. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. It's frontsight.com.
All right, so we continue here. A story we started the show out tonight with was a man who is a professional photographer, brought his camera into a mall in Charleston, West Virginia, and then was arrested, not because he was taking photos, but arrested for battery on a police officer, as though he, you know, makes it sound like he was starting something with a cop. Well, they actually approached him after he had taken some pictures and were admonishing him for it, apparently. And word is the mall doesn't actually allow photos to be taken. That's what we heard from one of our callers a few moments ago.
And I think that's their right. They should be able to have whatever weird rule they want. But I'd like to point something out. Something that I tend to do is when I'm kind of comparison shopping so that I can discuss things with my wife, is I'll take pictures of packaging with my little smartphone. Sometimes I'll even take video and talk about the, you know, here's the different products here, and that way I can, you know, bring the video home and talk to my wife about it. And
it's a good idea.
I can't remember all that stuff. Don't have a pen and paper. I mean, that's why I have a smartphone, right? So I can record these kind of things. And I'm just wondering, is this the kind of thing that I can expect if I go to the mall in Charleston, West Virginia, is to be accosted by a police officer for, you know, taking photographs? And if so, if I get a little sassy with the police officer, you know, say, hey, I'm just taking some pictures, man. Can I expect to have my arm yanked up behind me and carted off to jail so that they can harass me a little further? And are the taxpayers of Charleston, West Virginia, are they okay with this? Because this isn't free activity. I mean, you know, the use of the jail and the booking system and all that stuff. I mean, these things, it costs
money.
It costs money. You've got to feed these people, all that other stuff.
So he actually erased some of the photos when some upset parents came over and asked him, demanded that he do that. And then it was the cops that came over later, right? After he had taken
the parents
more.
Then went to the security and the police or whatever.
Right. And again, it would seem to be more appropriate for them to just simply ask him to leave. Like, hey, photography's not allowed here. Now you have to go.
And that would have been likely true, but it sounds like there was a bit of sassing going on. Do you understand? Like he wasn't exactly being entirely complete. Yes, sir. Yes, officer. Uh-huh. He wasn't being a...
Well, the cop didn't want him taking his picture, and that was the issue.
I mean, that is the issue. That's what it all comes down to.
And that's what my real concern is here. I think if the mall wants to ban photography, that's their prerogative. But I think that in any
other
circumstance...
But I don't think a civil servant should be able to ban photography on themselves.
And normally outside of private property, these cops are very frequently trying to stop people from taking pictures. For whatever reason, it's terrorism, or, you know, you can't take a picture of me because I haven't given you my permission. Well, you're a cop, you're a public so-called servant, on the job, on the record. Let's go to your calls. Jason, this one's actually in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WSC. The last one was Charleston, WVTS, in West Virginia. Anyway, Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and actually, the point that you just made was what I wanted to speak to. I am actually in law enforcement. And so before you guys go jump on me, hear me out, please.
Sorry.
You're absolutely correct. If you're in a public place, people can take a picture of whatever they can see, you know, in front of them. So if I'm working a traffic scene or basically, and then that's how and why we set crime scene tape, because if they can see it from their position and they're allowed to be there, then they can photograph it.
Right.
And like I said, if I'm directing traffic, they can photograph me in the execution of my duties. However, you guys are real big on personal rights, and I understand we are civil servants, but at some point, we give up every bit of our rights to refuse a photograph. Because we put on a uniform and do the job.
Don't you think so?
This guy, no, I don't. The officer says, hey, listen, don't take my picture. And there's various reasons that I can see that the officer would request that, particularly from an up-close view. And I, you know.
Why? He might have some food caught in his teeth or something?
With open government, yes, photograph law enforcement, and that way everything is open because that is our government. However, a lot of us either don't have stuff like Facebook profiles or keep them secured because we have families too, and guys, there are bad guys out there who will track us down.
If I want hold
to
on
find
a second.
Out who we are.
Wait a minute. Have you ever seen the law enforcement? Because you sounded pretty reasonable at the beginning of your call. Now it sounds like you've almost completely changed what you were saying. You're saying, okay, you can take pictures as long as you're far away from us, but if you get up close to where you can see our faces, that's an issue. Haven't you ever seen the police officer trading cards?
Yes, I have, actually.
Well, what is that? I mean, if you're worried about being identified.
That is that officer who chose to have his picture put on a police officer trading card.
So you're telling me somebody in the office...
If we're talking about the same thing...
Yeah, I'm talking about entire departments full of officers having police trading cards, like kind of like baseball cards, except with police officers on
them. Right, and that officer had that choice.
So you're telling me that some cops can opt out of the police trading card thing?
I don't know. We don't do them. The closest thing we had was our DARE officers had those, and yeah, it's a choice. Don't get your picture taken.
So I guess this is the question I have. I am a, you know, nominally a journalist. Really, I'm a commentator. But if I feel like a police officer has stepped out of line, what you're saying here is essentially that police officer has the ability to decide when he gets his picture taken and when he doesn't. And I get this whole thing with his. I agree with you that he should be able to be photographed inside of his duty, but not too close or something like that. I want to get as close as possible. I want to find out what this guy's doing. Because if
I want to see his name tag,
right? I mean, it's
and I understand that, and I'm not going to speak to the incident because I don't know anything other than is in the media. However, from what you guys have said, the guy goes, "Well, if I can't take their picture, I'm going to take yours."
That sounds like it.
We're doing a job.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have to be subjected to? Listen. Please don't take my picture, and the guy starts taking his picture. Because if he did that to you, he could be charged with harassment.
He could very well, and I'm a private citizen. I make my money through...
could not be charged with harassment because you'd be in public. If a cop was photographing you in public...
We're talking inside of this mall where they said not to.
Fine,
okay.
Inside the mall.
Let's take it outside the mall, Ken, because these things happen all the time
outside of
malls.
Take it outside the mall, okay? Yes, he can take pictures of anything. However, if you go, listen, don't take a picture of me, and he begins to follow you just to piss you off and take your picture, that becomes harassment.
Vine, that's true when it comes to me, but I don't draw a paycheck paid by taxpayers. You do. Your money is funded by me, whether I like it or not. Therefore, I feel that I have the right to follow you around with a camera.
Let me tell you something. What we've done here in
I think there's a fine line. I understand that we are civil servants. We are paid on the public taxes. However, I don't feel like we need to be subjected to that form of harassment.
I understand you don't feel that way, and it's not harassment. I understand why you feel like it might be harassment because, well, maybe you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing. But if you're just doing...
What if I'm not?
Well, if you're not, then you shouldn't have a problem with it, right? If you're just going about your job.
What are you trying to hide,
dude? What if I am working at that mall off-duty, but maybe I deal with confidential informants?
Well, I guess this is the question I would have, is if many times you'll be told by police will tell people, hey, do you have anything to hide? You know, what are you trying to protect your privacy here for? And I guess the question I have for you is, what do you have to hide?
I don't.
What's the problem with the photography?
He was talking about confidential informants.
We're getting into too many what ifs. There's no privacy with the uniform and the department and the officer's actions. However, that officer is still a person, still has a private life.
We're not talking about when they're off the clock.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. That's not what we're talking about. And I don't care if you're off the clock. I'm still going to take your picture if I want to, and you're in public. You have no right to privacy unless you create privacy for yourself. You want to leave your front windows open? I can look through them. You want privacy?
Cloak around the mask.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Attention parents and grandparents of young children. Gerber Life is accepting applications for their affordable grow-up plan. It's easy to help your child get off to a good financial start for just pennies a day. Free information will be sent to parents and grandparents who call now. Or you can apply right now over the phone if you'd like. The grow-up plan gives your child $10,000 in whole life insurance protection now, then doubles automatically to $20,000 later at no extra cost. Later on, your child can buy more, up to $100,000 in total protection, regardless of their health or job, 10 times the original amount. The grow-up plan also builds cash value over time that you can borrow from later. Help give your child a head start for just pennies a day. Don't wait. Call now for free information.
For free information or to apply over the phone, call now 1-800-816-5330. That's 1-800-816-5330. 1-800-816-5330.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. and save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up absolutely anything at 800-259-9231. We're talking about the police and photography. We'll continue that discussion here in moments.
Manchester Brewing is founded by an alien race of reptiles called the Slor, who live beneath Stapleton Airport and secretly control the Illuminati. Find out more at ManchesterBrewing.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here, 800-259-9231. Also want to invite you to support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier if you enjoy this program and you like the fact that we give you all the features on the website for free, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their sites. Then voluntarily step forth and contribute $3 a month to Free Talk Live. We take that money and reinvest it into the show. It doesn't go out as paychecks. It goes out as advertising to promote Free Talk Live to more radio stations, to get on more stations across the country, and bring more internet listeners on board with the program, so thereby exposing more people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you, it's worth $3 a month. You'll get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, and more. Get all the details and get signed up with PayPal or any major credit card or alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Wait, just got off the phone with a police officer
who sounds like a really nice guy.
Seemed like a nice guy, and I'm sorry for having to essentially tell it to him straight. But look, dude, you work for the government, which means that you're on the job, you're on the record.
Your time is rented. It's already paid for.
Right, and I'm being forced to pay for it. So if I want to pull out a video recorder, a photographic camera, or an audio recorder and record your likeness and your voice and your person, then I absolutely will do that.
Especially when dealing with that officer. It's one thing to stand by and photograph something that's going on elsewhere, and I think you should be able to do that, an interaction between an officer and kind of member of the public,
yeah.
but it's another thing entirely to be able to record your interaction with that police officer.
Right.
Hey, look, you're going to do whatever you want to do to me, man. I need to have this for court.
And we can put this whole issue aside.
When it comes to court, I'm sorry. I would love to have some police officer call in and say that they believe that somehow the members of the public are believed over members of the police department, because I think that that is bull crap. I think that a police officer could go in there and say whatever he wants, as long as it's not too entirely outlandish.
It doesn't matter what you say.
It's going to be believed. And the fact is, that video evidence, that photographic evidence is useful to
me. It's your best protection. Really.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can have eyewitnesses, and that's useful, but having the video
you better have a room full of eyewitnesses to counteract the testimony of a police officer.
So, and by the way, we can put the whole original issue aside, because what originally brought this up was an instance where a guy was harassed by a cop because he was photographing in a mall. Allegations are that mall doesn't allow photographing. Fine. We can pull up a number of
stories. As far as I'm concerned, that mall should not be allowed. If I'm dealing with a man who can take me to jail, I need to be able to photograph that particular incident. And whatever rules the mall has, as far as I'm concerned, need to be set aside for my personal right to be able to photograph, an interaction with law enforcement.
It's not like they could, cite any damages or anything like that. So the most that should happen to you for taking a picture is that you're banned from the mall and they're, go away. We don't want you here anymore. That should be the extent of what would happen in that case. But we can go down the list of story after story. CarlosMiller.com, blog site, does it very well. He catalogs week after week various different examples of the police harassing photographers and videographers around this country in various different locations, many of them completely public. During one of the conventions last year, an ABC journalist was arrested. There was a story in Miami.
I don't get the impression that the guy who called in the last segment would be that kind of cop that would do that. I think that he's, to me, he sounds like a very reasonable guy.
He said he didn't want his picture taken.
He has concerns about his privacy and off-duty time, and I think that that's...
No, he said he doesn't want his picture taken if you're too close to him.
That's what he said. But he has concerns about his privacy off-duty.
That's fine, but if he's on duty, he doesn't want you taking his picture either. He was very nice about saying it, but that doesn't mean he'll be nice when he gets in your face. Let's continue. David is in St. Petersburg listening to WFLA. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk about civil disobedience.
Okay, sure.
A lot in this country has been accomplished by civil disobedience, civil rights, women's suffrage, things like that. And at what point in time, it looks like with the Tea Parties and, there's been some civil disobedience in this country, but at what point in time does civil disobedience not work against our government? It almost feels like I'm being painted in a corner. I don't ask for anything from my government. I pay my taxes. I got a good job. And with all these things, these oppressive things, cap and trade, health care, even gun rights being deteriorated over the past, half century in this country, mm-hmm. It feels like I'm being painted in a corner, and
sure.
I feel helpless.
I don't blame you. I felt the same way when I was in Florida.
And people who work for the government, please listen to what this man says. This is average citizen. This is a guy, this is just your average guy out there who says that he feels like he is being painted into a corner. And I have a question for you, people who work in civil service. What do you think it's going to be like for you and the government when average citizens like this feel like they're painted into a corner? Because I feel the same way.
I'm scared to death of my country. I've served in the military. I served honorably, got discharged. I work in the private sector now. I've never asked for a dime from my government. I asked for very little from my government. I want my government to protect my borders, keep a sound currency, keep a good military, and leave me the heck alone.
Now, they're really not doing any of that.
No, none of it at all. And that's what's frustrating, because as a citizen, all I can really do is spread the word that I'm pissed off through my friends and families and relatives and all that, and hopefully they'll do the same and we'll grow in numbers.
But what was your question about civil disobedience originally?
When is civil disobedience not enough?
Well, when is it happening? I mean, civil disobedience, for the most part, doesn't happen. Most people are just go along to get along, shut up, leave the government people alone, let's try to stay under the radar and not have them target us. So, I mean, where are all the examples of civil disobedience?
Maybe you're right. You know, the Tea Parties were marginalized by the government and the media.
Those weren't those were just protests. Those were just demonstrations. Those didn't
count as civil disobedience. Well, some of them were without permits.
Some did?
Yeah. Some did.
Well, that's good news. But that's the extent of it. That's not a significant campaign of civil disobedience in any way, shape, or form. I think that there's a lot of civil disobedience that has yet to be done. In fact, I'm a huge fan of it. And whenever I hear about it, I do my best to talk about it on this show. A lot of it's going on up here in New Hampshire, where liberty-minded people are moving to in order to get active for freedom. Some people aren't involving themselves in civil disobedience, but there's a contingent of people that are, and I think it's making a difference. And I think the more people do civil disobedience, the better, the more powerful it becomes when more people get involved. But go ahead and name for me, you know, the last time you heard of a dozen people engaging in civil disobedience in this country.
Oh, when they do, they're marginalized as right-wing idiots or, you know, they're whack jobs, they're, you know, heck, Ron Paul supporters, you know.
Can you name one, though? I mean, really?
Well, the Tea Parties are the best example, but you're right, they're basically protests.
Yeah.
And they're very peaceful at that.
You don't have to. I'm not advocating violence when I talk about civil disobedience. I mean, the word civil, I think, suggests being peaceful.
Correct, but it's, you know, breaking the law in protest to get a point. Martin Luther King is a great example of civil disobedience. He spent time in jail breaking the law to get his point across, and it worked.
He certainly did.
It needed to happen.
Let me get back to something here, because it sounds like we're probably on the same page on a lot of things. However, there's a couple things I did disagree with you on, and one of those things was this whole protect our borders concept. As somebody who believes in liberty the idea that other people should be free.
I know where you're going. I know exactly where you're going with that. Maybe protect our borders is the wrong thing. At least know who's coming in the country.
So what does that mean? Like you want checkpoints and stuff like that?
Maybe.
It's
a
tough issue.
Because that's what you're going to have.
I had a tough time with it, too. But the fact
I don't have a problem, and I can understand why. I have zero problem with somebody from Central America, Mexico, anywhere on the planet, wanting to come to America to earn a good living and to send money home. I have no problem with that.
Sure, David.
Because if I was there, I would want to do the same thing.
But David,
there needs to be some sort of process to get these people in here.
Whatever process the government puts in place will be arduous, stupid, ineffective, and costly.
And arbitrary.
I agree, because the government can't do anything right.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So if we put them in charge of the borders, all they're going to do is screw it up. And as they have up to this point. And what I'd like to...
And infringe on people's rights.
What I'd like to tell you, what I believe the problem is with the borders isn't a problem with immigration. We don't have an immigration problem in this country. We have a welfare problem. Because there's
absolutely
no reason in the world that I should be forced to provide anything to somebody who's coming to this country to make a better life for themselves, you know, medical care, schooling, any of that stuff. I shouldn't be required to give it to them.
Immigration is actually so far down on the list of my concerns.
I'll tell you what, David, we're short on time for this hour, but it's been a good conversation. I want to invite you to freestateproject.org to learn more about a movement of people that actually, a number of them are willing to get together and do civil disobedience, and I thank you for the call tonight. Hour 2 is coming up. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.